welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Mary, and today is Monday, December 28th. Right now, we are going through the Advent devotional guide, so each day we read a portion of Scripture and read through part of a Christmas hymn together. You will also be hearing my thoughts on the passages read aloud from the Advent guide. The Christmas hymn that we are working from today is O Holy Night, and the second stanza says this: Led by the light of faith serenely beaming, with glowing hearts by his cradle we stand. So, led by light of a star sweetly gleaming, here come the wise men from Orient land. The King of Kings lay thus in lowly manger, in all our trials born to be our friend. He knows our need, to our weakness no stranger. Behold your King, before him lowly bend. Behold your King, before him lowly bend. Our scriptures for today come from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, and Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 through 18. Matthew chapter 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi came from the east to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. And from Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 through 18. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. For surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants. For this reason, he had to be made like his brothers in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. On Christmas Eve, 1906, Reginald Fessenden became the first man to transmit his voice over radio waves. He did so to ships in the Atlantic Ocean owned by United Fruit Company. During his broadcast, he read Luke 2:14, "Glory to God in the highest." And he played "O Holy Night" on his violin. Ship captains were amazed at this Christmas miracle of hearing a voice on the airwaves for the first time. The Magi were another group who were amazed by a Christmas miracle. This second stanza of "O Holy Night" reminds us that these men were captivated by a new star that appeared for the first time to pronounce the birth of a king. They followed this light wave all the way to Bethlehem, where they found Jesus, the King of Kings. Matthew 2 tells us that when they saw Jesus, they bowed down and worshiped him. This song reminds us of two striking theological messages. Jesus is our friend who knows our weakness, and he is also our Lord. Sometimes we want to see Jesus as our friend in the chummy kind of way, but he is not our equal. A friend, yes, but he is the kind of friend who is also a king. In the greatest act of submission, Jesus became human and took on all the frailties and temptations of a human. And because he understands our condition and yet was without sin, Hebrews 2:14-18, we recognize that he is to be revered as Lord and King. On the cross, he paid the price for our redemption, and now we bear witness to his saving grace by seeking to glorify him with our lives. As the Magi bowed low, it is fitting for us to bend our hearts and examine the areas of our lives that need to be submitted to Jesus. What areas are you tempted to say that Jesus just doesn't understand? Take a moment to bring your burdens and anxious thoughts to the Lord. Ask him to illuminate your path with his light and to speak peace and lordship over your circumstances in such a way that you experience the good news of Jesus' love, grace, and forgiveness as if it were for the very first time.